Pasuk tells us, Sefer Vayikra, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Al Titamu B'chol Eile, Torah just told us about lots of Arayos, Al Titamu B'chol Eile, Ki B'chol Eile Nitzmu HaGoyim Asher Ani Mishalayach Mipneichem. Don't indulge or become defiled with all of these actions, these arayos, because this is what the goyim do. If you do such things, you will defile the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael. And the land will spit you out. Don't do any of these to'evos. Pasuk tells us that if we indulge in arayos, so the land will spit us out. Eretz Yisrael is unable to tolerate arayos. The Ramban here asks a very pashut question. The Ramban in Pasuk Chafhei, Hichmir HaKosuv Ba'arayos Ba'avur Ha'aret Shetitma Bahen V'takia Nefashot Asot. The Torah here is very machmir with the Arayos and tells us that if we do such a thing, such behavior, the land will be unable to tolerate us and will just spit us out. The arayos are chovos haguf. They are prohibitions that are chal on the individual. They have nothing to do with the land. If you tell me that there's a mitzvah called Shemitah, and if you don't keep the laws of Shemitah, the land will kick you out. There are laws of Trumos and Maestros, and if you don't do that, the land will kick you out. This I understand. Those are laws that are bound to the ground, to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if I come to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm unable to keep the mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael, so I get kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. Why should the lack of shmira of the arayos be a reason for me to be thrown out of the land? One is what we call a chovas haguf. It's person-based. One is a chovas hakarka. One has to do with the ground. Why should there be such a punishment? This is the Ramban's question. There's also a very interesting gemara in Ksubis and Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Le'olam yidor adam be'eretz Yisrael. A person should always live in Eretz Yisrael. Afilu be'ur be'ir sheruba ovdei kochavim. Even in a city that's a primarily or majority ovdei kochavim. V'al yidor b'chutz laretz. Rather than live in chutz laretz. V'afilu be'ir sheruba Yisrael. Even if you live in a city which is rove Jews. Shekol hadar be'eretz Yisrael. Dome k'mishi eish lo elo'ah. V'chol hadar b'chutz laretz, doma k'mi she'en lo. She'ne'mar, l'oseis lochem es eretz kena'an, l'yos lochem l'eluhim. We're told that anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he has a God. And then amazingly, the Gemara tells us a line, a startling line, very hard to understand. And anyone, kol hadar b'chutz laretz, doma k'mi she'en lo elokem. Anyone who lives in Chutz Laretz, it is as if he does not have a God. What can this Gemara possibly mean? There have been Rabim and Shleimim, Gedolim, Geone Olam, for generations and generations who lived in Chutz Laretz. What does it mean that a person who lives in Chutz Laretz is compared to someone who has no God? A very, very strange, perplexing Gemara that needs to be understood. And number three, this is another question that the Ramban asks. This he asks in one of his drashos, his drasha on Rosh Hashanah. He notes that the Nevi'im and in Tanakh, Eretz Yisrael is often referred to as the land of God. Those who live there are described as those who live before God. Now the Ramban is referring to a specific pasuk in Hosea. V'omer lo yeshvu be'eretz Hashem. The pasuk refers to Eretz Yisrael as the land of God, Eretz Hashem. asks the Ramban, Umah inyan hazeh eretz Hashem. What are we referring to here? The land of Hashem. V'chi ein kol ha'olam eretz Hashem? Isn't the whole world Hashem's land? Hakol bara v'hakol yatzar. We got cut off. But we know what the Ramban is saying here. Isn't the whole world the land of Hashem? Hashem created it all. He formed the whole world. What do we mean that Eretz Yisrael is dafka the Eretz Hashem? And there are many other examples. The Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Parak Chavav, Pasuk Yud Tes, refers to Eretz Yisrael as the Nachlas Hashem. That's Shmuel Aleph, Parak Chavav, Pasuk Yud Tes. In Melachim Beis, first in Pasuk, in Parak Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, B'nai Yisrael are being thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, and it's called that they're being thrown away from Me'al Panav, from in front of God's face, they're being thrown out. A few psukim later in Pasuk Chavav, Hashem is referred to as Elokei Ha'aretz, the God of the land. Even in Yonah, in Perek Aleph of Yonah, Pasuk Gimel, when Yonah is running away from Eretz Yisrael and he wants to take a boat to Tarshish, so the Pasuk describes him as fleeing Milifnei Hashem. He's fleeing from God's presence. What does that mean, running away from God's presence? Because he left Eretz Yisrael and he went to Tarshish. He's leaving Eretz Yisrael, Hashem's presence. What, Hashem's presence is only in Eretz Yisrael? It's not in Chutz La'aretz? What, again, what does this mean? Three things that we need to understand. First of all, why by Arayos is the Torah so machmir? It's a chovas haguf. What does that have to do with the land? Number two, this very strange, perplexing Gemara in Ksubis that says that anyone who lives in Chutz La'aretz, it is as if he has no God. And number three, the Ramban's question in his drasha on Rosh Hashanah, why is it that Eretz Yisrael is always referred to as Eretz Hashem? People who are in Eretz Yisrael are in the presence of Hashem. People who are leaving Eretz Yisrael are leaving the presence of Hashem. What's going on here? Now to answer this, and the Ramban addresses this directly in his commentary on those psukim that we saw earlier, Vayikra Parak Yud Ches, the Ramban tells us that each land, and this is something that we discussed last week when we spoke about spiritual physics or metaphysics, that each land has a sar. Each land, every nation, not only the people, but every land has a sar, an angel, a force that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated to rule that land. And that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to rule the land, excuse me, he rules them via this sar, via this minister. A sar is like a minister. Like in Eretz Yisrael, we have the sar apnim, is the minister of the interior. And the sar achutz is the, what do we call that in English? What's that called in America? The foreign minister. The foreign minister, or no, the secretary of state. Okay, the secretary of state. So a sar is a officer or a minister, some type of position. So the Ramban tells us this is true by all the lands except for Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over Eretz Yisrael and he invests in Eretz Yisrael b'chvodo uva'atzmo. Let's take a look at the Ramban inside. Aval sod hadavar, the secret here is because of she'amar, the pasuk in Hazinu, v'anchel elyon goyim b'hafrido b'nei adam yotzav gvulos amim Mimispar b'nei Yisrael. Ki chelek Hashem amo. What are the pasukim telling us here? When Hashem was splitting up all the nations and he was separating everybody into their different nations, he set up specific boundaries for each of the nations and according to certain numbers, but Chelek Hashem Amo, but his nation, Klal Yisrael, is the Chelek of Hashem. V'ha'inyan, ki Hashem anichbad bar ha'kol. Hashem obviously created everything. V'sam koach ha'tachtonim be'elyonim. And he placed the power over this lower world in the Elyonim. Take a look inside, guys. It's important that we get the Makoros inside. He put the koach of the tachtonim down here, up in the Elyonim. V'nosan al kol am v'am, b'artso sehem, l'goyehem, for each nation on their land, a koach of a mazal. This is what the pasuk means when it says that Hashem designated for each. He was chalak. He gave out for each of the nations. He gave over to each land and to each people mazalos. And above them malachei elyon. And that's what it means whenever we say that Hashem is Elokei HaElokim, Adonai HaAdonim. What do you mean He's the God of the gods? He's the Master of the masters. But now we understand very well. Because when Hashem set up to run the world, He appointed, just like in the UN, Lavdil. There's the, what do we call those guys? The representatives in the UN, what are they called? UN representatives?
Delegates.
The delegates, yeah, UN delegates. Yeah. Okay, the delegates. The ambassadors, whatever they're called. So those gentlemen, just like France has their Tsar, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu also set up for the area of France in the world, He has a messenger. We can even refer to Him as a Elohim, or an Elohim. A messenger. Whose job it is to rule that area. And another messenger whose job it is to look over the United States. Another messenger whose job is to look over Hungary. And another messenger whose job it is to look over Canada. No. And whose job it is to look over England. So each, and Florida also, and each area, each country has a Tsar, a minister who overlooks that area. And Hashem is in charge of them. So He's Elokei Elokim. He's Adonai HaAdonim. Aval Eretz Yisrael Emtzos HaYishuv. It's the middle of the world. He Nachlas Hashem Yuchedes L'Shmo. Again, Emtzos HaYishuv doesn't necessarily mean it's geographically the middle of the world. It means that everything in the world starts, the epicenter of the world is Eretz Yisrael. The flow that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, the Shefa that He gives to the world, starts with Eretz Yisrael and then it pours out to the rest of the world. There is no messenger in charge of Eretz Yisrael. When He decided to apportion it to His nation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided He would give Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael, so He didn't appoint a messenger over Eretz Yisrael. He's Elokei Elokim for all the other nations. But for Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo v'atzmo rules over Eretz Yisrael. This, first of all, tells us why it's called all these terms that we found in the Nevi'im. It's called Nachlas Hashem. Hashem's called Elokei HaAretz. He's not Elokei HaElokim, but rather, as the Pasuk of Malachim calls Him, He's Elokei HaAretz. There's no other nation that He's the Elokei HaAretz. Of course He rules over the world, but there's only one land that He's the direct leader over. Obviously, this decision was His own. If He wants to step in and directly rule over Denmark, He can do that if He wants. He doesn't need to go through His messenger. He doesn't need anything. But just like Hashem set up a system of nature down here, this is what we spoke about spiritual physics last week. Just like Hashem set up a nature down here, and He doesn't want to break it unless He really, really has to. So also in the spiritual realm, He set up a system to get Denmark what they need. He doesn't just do it. Just like He could, if He wants me to get $100, He wants me to lose $1,000. He doesn't have to come and take $1,000. I could walk him down the street and Hashem, Kaviyachal, stands His hand in His pocket and takes $1,000 out of my pocket. He has plenty of ways to work it out. It's a whole system of nature. So, He has somebody send me a text message and I look at it while I'm driving and I slam on my brakes and I bang into a pole and I do $1,000, I get $1,000 of damage to, I hit the pole, I get $1,000 of damage to my car. Hashem has ways to work out using nature in order to make sure that He does what He needs to do. So too with Denmark. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the system. He goes and he directly operates with Eretz Yisrael. This special distinction is obviously, like what we said about Bnei Yisrael, you see in the Ramban himself that they're linked. Eretz Yisrael is for Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is for Eretz Yisrael, because these are the two things in the world. Eretz Yisrael amongst the nations, Klal Yisrael amongst the nations, and Eretz Yisrael amongst the countries, where Hashem has this special relationship. For this reason, the special relationship, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an extra hakpada on Arayos and things like that. We have to understand why Dafka Arayos. But this is why Hashem has an extra hakpada in Eretz Yisrael. Even if it's not a Chovas HaGuf, Even though it's a chovas aguf, excuse me, Hashem has an extra hakpada. Eretz Yisrael can't stand when Klal Yisrael is not acting up to being Klal Yisrael. Because if Klal Yisrael wants to be in Eretz Yisrael, so then you have to live up to what it means to live in Eretz Yisrael. Being in Eretz Yisrael means that you are fit for a direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're doing things that make you like everybody else, and remember the pasuk said, don't do these things. Why? Because this is what everyone else is doing. What's wrong with everyone else doing it? Because if you want to be in the special land, you need to be special people. So distance yourself from anything that's going to not make you special. He actually notes, the Ramban, fascinating, that the Kutim, and this is going to be something that some of the guys asked me, Moshe Fink, I see he's not here. Someone's going to tell him that we were looking for him. Because he asked last week about, we spoke about how Avodah Zarah is really worshipping the Sarim instead of worshipping Hashem. And Moshe Fink asked me after the Shir, so I don't understand, why is it so bad for Goyim to do Avodah Zarah? Like, isn't it totally natural that they're going to start praying to the Emtsa'i, the intermediary that gives them the Shefa from Hashem? Granted, by Klal Yisrael, it's very egregious for us to do Avodah Zarah, because we're missing the whole system. Hashem's dealing straight with us, and we're going to start praying to right? Like we said, if the boss is giving you your paycheck yourself, what, you're going to start going to the manager instead of going to the head boss? The boss already told you, speak to me. It's horrible to go to the manager. But if someone who doesn't get the attention of the boss, he's always dealing with his managers. It's so bad if he starts worshiping his manager. Okay, so it's bad to worship something like that. But still, it's very understandable. The Ramban actually says this in this piece. He says that when the Kutim, the Kuthians, who converted to Judaism at one point, but it was a shaila whether they converted wholeheartedly. When the Kuthians were in Chutz Laretz, they did Avodah Zarah there also, but guess what? Hashem didn't give any special punishment to them. All of a sudden they come to Eretz Yisrael and they start doing Avodah Zarah. What happens? What does Hashem send against them? Wild lions. And the Ramban points out, how come there was no wild lion plague back in their hometown, back in Chutz Laretz? Because when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you start doing things like Arayos, you start doing things like Avodah Zarah, so the land isn't able to take it. Now what about the Gemara in Ksubis that says anyone who's in Eretz Yisrael, he has the opportunity to experience a direct relationship, and anyone who's in Eretz Yisrael anyone who doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he has no God. What's the pshat? So what the Ramban says is this also seems to be pashat now. Since when you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have not only the right, you have the responsibility to a direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you pass that up, and you go live in Chutz Laretz, so what are you doing? You're basically saying to Hashem, I'm not interested in you. I'll be fine with one of the Sarim in France. I don't need a direct relationship with you, Hashem. I know you're offering it, right? Imagine again, imagine the boss says to the little peon in the business, the rookie, he says, come, I'd like to work with you one-on-one. And you say to him, no, I'd rather work with the three-year manager who's been here for 3 years. What are you, crazy? I'm the boss. I'm offering you to come up to the main office. You'll work in the penthouse with me. What, in the top office? You're gonna work with the young manager? It's an affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What, you're not interested in me? Anyone who lives in Chutz Laretz, the Ramban says, anyone who lives in Chutz Laretz is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not interested in this special relationship. In a startling piece, you'll take a look on the Makoros sheet. I have a Kliyakar here. The Kliyakar says something which is Mahavil al Harayon. It's mind blowing. The Kliyakar says he's trying to deal with why is it that the first two dibros are said in second person, like Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I will be your God. It's very personal. You shouldn't have other gods. And then all of a sudden, with the rest of the dibros are in third person. Don't steal, don't... The first two have this very close relationship. I am your God. So why is that? So the Pashat answer is, because the Medrash tells us what happened at Har Sinai. Hashem spoke the first two dibros directly to us. We were scared. We asked Moshe Rabbeinu, you take the rest of the dibros. That would explain why the first two dibros are this close discussion, and the rest are not like that. However, that's only one opinion. That's the famous opinion that everybody quotes from the Medrash. But there's another opinion that that's not the case, that all the 10 dibros were said in uniform. If that's true, so why is it that the first two have this special IU. So the Kli Yakar says something amazing, startling. He says, and you'll have to look at it inside, that the first two Dibros are really only Shayach in Eretz Yisrael. Because only in Eretz Yisrael do we have this close relationship where I can actually make Hashem my God. If I'm living off in France, so Hashem is my God, but I don't even get to deal directly with Him. I have to work through Sarim and through angels and through this and through stars and whatever all these things mean. I don't have direct access to Hashem. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yielecha Elohim Acherim. What, I'm going to tell you not to have any other forces in your life? What do you mean? If you live in France, of course you have other forces in your life. That's the nature of living in France. So the Kli Yakar says that the first two Dibros can really only be Chal in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why they're spoken in that personal relationship. Because only in Eretz Yisrael do we talk to Hashem. Upaniti alecha, that I'm turning towards you. Only in Eretz Yisrael do we have that sicha, that discussion, that one-to-one discussion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look at the Kli Yakar inside. It's, if it wasn't written in the Kli Yakar and I said it, you would be choshesh that I was saying apikarsis. Take a look at the Kli Yakar inside. Meanwhile, this obviously, at this close relationship that we can be zocha to in Eretz Yisrael is obviously a tragedy to miss out. And certainly considering the fact that we're the Jews, the ones who were programmed for this relationship. A Jew in Eretz Yisrael, the two forces coming together. This is highlighted by the Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma, which I put on your source sheet here, says, Chaviva Eretz Yisrael Shebachar Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael is very chaviv, because Hashem chose it. When Hashem created the world, He split up all the nations into different umos with sarim. But He chose Eretz Yisrael. Minayin, shekein, how do we know this? Moshe Amar ban chel yon gayim ubachar lechelko Yisrael shenemar kichelek Hashem amo. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to this line. Listen to this line. Yavo Yisrael shebo lechelki v'yanchilu es haaretz sheba lechelki. How fitting is it for Klal Yisrael, who are my special nation, to be the ones to take claim of Eretz Yisrael, which is my special land. And this Tanchuma highlights this relationship that we have, this special relationship that we have with Eretz Yisrael. Along these lines, the Or HaChaim explains in Yisro, in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Beis, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avadim. You'll notice that the Pasuk here tells us that I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. What's the relationship here with the fact that He took us out of Mitzrayim and that He's our God? So the Or HaChaim asks a very simple question. Why didn't He just redeem us in Mitzrayim? Why did He have to take us out of Mitzrayim to bring us to Eretz Yisrael? Why couldn't He just free us in Mitzrayim and proclaim our special relationship there in Egypt? Why do we have to leave Egypt? And He says, He didn't redeem us in Egypt because Mitzrayim is under the jurisdiction of the Sarim. He couldn't unveil the special relationship with Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim because Mitzrayim is run by the Sarim, by these forces. And that's why the Pasuk says, Mi Beis Avadim. He says, Al Pidrush, perhaps. It doesn't mean the house of slavery because you were in slavery. It means the house that's run by my Avadim. I took you out of Mitzrayim because that's a Beis Avadim. That's a place that's run by the Sarim, by the Ovdei Hashem. The Sarim, the Mazalos, they're also Avadim of Hashem. They're also serving Hashem. But we have like this strange perception of like angels. We think that like they're the good angels that Hashem likes, and there's like the evil angel. We don't realize that the evil angel wakes up in the morning, he sings Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he goes off and does his job, and he comes back and sings Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But all of these angels are all of Avdei Hashem. They're servants of Hashem. They're doing Hashem's bidding. And that's when He says the Pshat and the Pasuk is, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Yisrael Mibeis Avadim. I took you out of that place that's run by my Avadim, by my Sarim, by my Mazalos, and I had to take you to Eretz Yisrael. Beautiful pshat by the Or HaChaim. The Malbim explains similarly by another pasuk. The pasuk here tells us in Devarim, Perek Yud Aleph, famous pasukim. Perek Yud Aleph, It's on your source sheet here. Pasuk Yud. Ki ha'aretz asher ata ba shama l'rishta. This land that you're about to come and to inherit. Lo k'aretz Mitzrayim. It's not like Egypt. Asher yatzasa misham, that you left. Asher tizra zarecha v'shkisa b'raglecha kigana yarek, where you plant and then you go, you get water from the Nile and you water the land and you know, you act as a farmer and things grow. Ha'aretz asher ata ovrim shama l'rishta. I'm telling you, this land that you're going, eretz harim u'bikos l'matar shamayim tishtamayim. It's a place where everything's dependent on water. There are hills and there's going to be rain from the mountains, they're going to flow down, but everything comes, you can't water it on your own. Everything comes from the dew, from the rain. Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh ota. It's a land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always seeking out. Tamid einei Hashem Elokecha ba, Hashem's eyes, kaviyachal, are always there. Meireishis hadshana v'ad acharish shana. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, Hashem's always checking it out. The Malbim says, why before we go into Eretz Yisrael does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us? I just want you to know, Eretz Yisrael is very different than Mitzrayim. He says, the Malbim says, that the reason why we're told is because Eretz Yisrael is blessed with water. Excuse me, Egypt is blessed with water, but Eretz Yisrael, everything comes through rain. Therefore what? Clearly, one who lives in Eretz Yisrael, what does he need to do? He needs to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more. There's no, you can't just go and get water and water your plants whenever you want. You have to wait for rain. Our life here in Eretz Yisrael is dependent upon rain. And in Eretz Yisrael, we need the direct intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the rain when the rain is needed. So why are we told this before we go into Eretz Yisrael? So the Malbim says on this pasuk that he's trying to teach us bichlal why we needed to leave Egypt and go to Eretz Yisrael. How come, he asks, why couldn't we just have conquered Egypt? You know, let's conquer Egypt. Egypt is a very beautiful land. We'll set up our own palaces there and we'll populate Egypt. Very similar to what the Or HaChaim asked. Why don't we just populate Egypt? How come we had to come to Eretz Yisrael? He says, because we have to go to the place where we experience the direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is like it says in the end of the Pesukim here. Eretz Asher Hashem Lokecha Doresh Ota Tamid. You need to leave Egypt and you got to go to the land where the direct connection is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Bechai actually learns from this same pasuk in Pasuk Yud Beis. Put it on your source sheet. You can read it inside yourself. Rabbeinu Bechai tells us that we learn from this pasuk this idea that Hashem's eyes are always there. What does that mean? It means that the Ikar Hashkacha Pratis is in Eretz Yisrael. Because since we have that direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, that means that there's a greater and heightened sense of Hashkacha when a Jew lives in Eretz Yisrael. Because of the fact that he gets direct intervention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Hashkacha is able to be experienced at a more heightened level. And one of the most beautiful manifestations of this is in the Sugya of Tzaras. One of the strangest phenomena that's described in all of the Torah is Tzaras. Not just Tzaras in the body, but Tzaras on a house, Tzaras on clothing. The Ramban, like many of the Rishonim, so he explains how Tzaras is a tremendous expression of Hashgach Pratis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you think about it, it's really amazing. You sin, you do something wrong, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hits you right away. So what does that allow you to do? It allows you, right? Imagine every time you looked at something inappropriate, a lightning bolt came, and you were tasered from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sent the lightning bolt down, and he tasered you every time you looked at something inappropriate. So you learn very quickly not to look at things inappropriate. Sometimes having HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish you is the greatest bracha to help you grow. Now, Tzaras is only therefore shayach by people who are holding on a very high level. That's why the Rishonim say that. We're no longer zocha to Tzaras anymore. We're not holding on the level to be zocha to Tzaras. So the Ramban says, right here, Ze'enu b'teva klal. This is not normal. Especially, Nigoy ha-batim. You're going to have Nigoyim on your houses. Aval b'yos Yisrael shleimim. But when we're on a high level, so Hashem does it. He gives us Tzaras. And then he tells us, "Bahinei einenu noheg ella ba'aretz shehi nachlas Hashem." But Tzaras is only experienced at a house if it's in Eretz Yisrael. On clothing, if it's in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, "Why? It's only noheg ba'aretz shehi nachlas Hashem." Why does he say? Because it's nachlas Hashem.
So the Chora, the Ramban here, is hinting to the entire sugi that we've been discussing up until now. The reason why Tzaras only occurs in Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk first of all tells us, Ki tavo el Eretz Kanan asher ani nosein lochem lachuzah v'nosati nega Tzaras v'beis Eretz achuzaschem. The Pasuk tells us it's only when you come to Eretz Yisrael. But why? So what does the Ramban say? It's only in Eretz Yisrael because it's the Nachlas Hashem. What do you mean it's the Nachlas Hashem? So we already know from seeing the other Rambans that what the Ramban clearly is trying to tell us is that because Eretz Yisrael is the Nachlas Hashem, it's not the Nachala of a Sar, of a Kochav, of a Mazel. It's the Nachala of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's direct relationship. That's why Tzaras is only Shaykh in Eretz Yisrael. It's the only place where you can experience this direct relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is just one manifestation of it. It's Hashkacha, it's Tzaras, only because of this special relationship. One more place where it expresses itself, and we'll end with this, is a scary Ran. It's scary because you're going to be going back to Chutz Laaretz soon. It's scary when you read this Ran in the Drushas HaRan. Some of us. This is Hashem, we'll stay, we'll all stay. So the Ran tells us, think about this next time you go to the Kotel. Take a look at the... You'll see, I put on here something from the Sefer Parshas Drachim from the Mishnah Lamelech, where he says, Kfar Herich HaRamban B'Perish HaTorah, that Shtemus HaNafshi can only really be experienced in Eretz Yisrael. But take a look at this Drashas HaRan. We'll end with this. Kol Hadar B'Chutz Laaretz Doma K'mi She'en Lo Eloka V'Zeh Mitzad Sheshar Artos HaAkom Misuros L'Sarei Mala. So he says the same Yisod as the Ramban. The reason why someone who lives in Chutz Laaretz is considered like someone who doesn't have a God is because the other lands are given over to the Sarim. So when you live in the other lands, you actually are interacting with the Sarim, not with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, directly. Ulefikach, kol hadar b'chutz laretz, mitzad ha'eyoso tachas kocha v'mazel, ein tfiloso nishma'as kolkach. Because when you live in France, there's a Tsar who rules over France. Let's read that again. Ein tfiloso nishmas kolkach. Your tfilos are not heard as much. Not heard at all, but not heard as much. Why? Because kaviyocho, your tfilos get watered down. They have to go through the Tsar, and then the Tsar maybe reports them back to Kadosh Baruch Hu again, whatever that means, that the Tsar reports them back. I know we're turning this into like a childish description of like, there's like an angel, and he gets like a little note in his pocket, and he has to run to Hashem and bring it, and then the telephone game, it gets lost. So obviously, these are childish ways to look at it, but we have to use terms like this because we don't know how else to relate to it. Whatever this means, that there's a Tsar. We don't even know what that means. You're all thinking like some UN delegate sitting there with his car that doesn't pay taxes on and all his parking tickets that he got because it doesn't make a difference if you're an ambassador, you can do whatever you want. You're all imagining like UN officials. So we don't know exactly what this means. But what we do know is that when a person's in Chutz Laaretz, ain't tfilos nishmas kol kach. Ki ilu haya b'Eretz Yisrael, she'en atachas memshel, katzin shotar u'moshel, bilti la'Hashem levado. As opposed to someone who's Eretz Yisrael, who only has a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when he stands, I said at the Kotel, but you don't need to be at the Kotel. You could be standing right here in the Beis Medrash in Shalavim. And when you say a tfilah, so it goes straight up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Bezos Hashem, we're all in Eretz Yisrael, we should capitalize on the opportunity for the direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should daven as much as we can because we're able to connect.